in every single thing in life. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's with fitness, it's with your job, it's with, you know, the business you want to build, even if it's with being a drug dealer.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today. Let's do it. In this episode, we have returning guests Mitch Spittle, co-founder, and Greg Munyon, founder of 717 Run Club. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, welcome back, guys. It's great to see you.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah. Appreciate you getting in here right before the holidays. And this episode is coming out literally January 1st, 2025.
Yeah. It's insane, man.
Happy New Year.
Yeah,
it's exciting. Right? It's wild. So you guys were both on back in 2023. Mitch, you were episode 24, talking about ultra running and the marathons you do and everything. And then Greg, you were on episode 36. We talked about how you're a hybrid athlete, your marathons, motivational influencer, pretty much a freak of nature, the two of you. I mean, let's be honest. You're like, wow. So let's get like up to speed. What's been going on since 2023? Let's get some background.
Yeah, it's been a busy year. In 23, I don't have a count on mileage for 23, but in 23, I raced. My big race, I guess, was probably JFK 50 mile. I won my first race in 2023. That was the 40 miler was in. Was that 23?
Yeah, that was 23. You raced the 40 miler. I actually paced him to win that.
Yeah, he paced me.
Last 10 miles.
Wow. Okay.
So that was the first win. And then I won a 10-hour race down in Virginia, and then I did the 50, and then I raced a 50K as my last race of 23.
Yeah.
And then for 24, we did the Boston Marathon, and then what else did I have? A 12-hour race. I did win that one. I just did Pine Creek 100. I got second there, and I did a couple small races towards the end of the year, some local 10Ks, 5Ks just for fun. Did a half marathon up in State College.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Done with school now. I graduated.
I was going to ask. Yeah.
Okay. And I think this year I logged 2,600 miles. I know that. I don't know about 23, but this year.
This year, 2024?
Yeah. For 24, it was.
Wow.
2,600. So definitely some miles. Progress. Happy. A lot of work to do, but keep hammering.
Dude, 2,600 miles. And you said the one race was 10 hours?
In 23, I did a 10-hour race. So it's just, it was a 5K loop, and then however many you do in that time period. And then same goes for the 12-hour one I did this year. It was a 5-mile loop, and then you just repeat it.
12 hours. So this is 12 hours straight?
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep.
Wow. That's crazy.
That was a good one.
Most people can't even do a mile, and you're doing 12 hours of nonstop running.
That was a tough one. It was a lot of climbing and.
Oh, it's not just flat. This isn't just a flat one. This is one of these.
This one was tough. This one was in West Virginia. It was in I forget the name of the state park, but it was some state park down there.
Yeah.
It was pretty hilly. I know I climbed 10,000 feet, and
the elevation.
It was a hot one. I had a sprained ankle for most of that race. I sprained it on the second lap, or like second loop. So that sucked. My right ankle was like the size of a balloon. But
so that's a lot of mental toughness too. Like, you're not just physically tough.
Yeah. I get but you go numb though, you really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you went what, like 62 miles?
62 at the 10 hour. That was more flat.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yep. That was and then this one I did. It was either 51 or 52. I can't remember.
Okay.
But the vert was, and the heat, it was like 95 that day. So I battled a lot of stomach issues that day just from like not being able to take a lot of food in. So hot.
Yeah.
That hurt me big time, but still came out on top somehow. But I struggled. I struggled for that one.
Oh, that's why you do it though.
Yeah.
That's why you do it, for the struggle.
Tell me.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, that's probably mainly why we do the whole thing, is to, you know, push yourself, push your body to a new limit. So like, you go through and do a marathon, and I mean, you have a goal, say sub 3:20, and you go sub 3:20, then your next thought is, well, why can't I go sub 3 now?
Yeah.
Or why can't I go sub 3:10? I mean, it's the same thing. It's like what everybody does. It's pretty much, you just chase the next throw.
I don't know if everybody does that though. Not to the extent you guys are doing. I get what you're saying. Like, you're definitely right. You want to push yourself, but like, what you guys are doing is pretty freaking.
It's like humans wild, though. Like, yeah. You say, I mean, somebody makes $1 million a year. They say, why can't I make $2 million? For us, it's more like,
yeah.
If we see what we're capable of, if we run 50 miles, now I'm like, well, why can't I run 100? See how I feel then. I mean, it's just. It's insane to think about, but I would say it's insane. Like, when I did my first half, I was like, there's no way I'm ever running 100.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you're signing up for a 100 miler.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I think Greg made a good point. It's just like, it's hard to fathom it sometimes from the outside maybe, but that's almost our goal, is to show people that it is possible and that you can kind of chase that next step. And I think a lot of times people just, they're so afraid of failure that they aren't willing to even put themselves out there.
Yeah.
And I can attest to that. I think, you know, even, it's not always wins, right? Like, it's not always, I go out, I have this goal, and I'm going to succeed. Failure's a huge part of it. You never really lose. I think that's like the message we're trying to send to people. Don't be afraid to chase that next goal, because if you fail, you're going to learn something from it. Like, for example, I ran a really good marathon time in Pittsburgh and qualified for Boston, but I did horrible at Boston. The heat got to me,
yeah.
Did not PR. So like, not every race is a win, but I took more from that failure than I would have going out there and PRing, to be completely honest with you. Like, I took a lot from that race and learned a lot, and honestly, I've become a better runner because of that failure. So I think for a lot of those people who are scared to fail, be excited to, in some aspect, you know, it's the inevitable. You're going to fail at some point. We all do it, whether it's in business, your job, running, whatever it is. But I think it's important to acknowledge it and just continue to, you know, keep hammering, keep going.
Yeah. And like you said, Mitch, you know, worst case, you learn something from it. You learned a lesson that you can then better yourself on the next run, the next, you know, business meeting, the next sales, whatever you're doing in life. I like that. That's a great way to look at it. But yeah, I mean, what you two do, and I mean, obviously there's more out there like you that are these ultra athletes, these, like I say, I mean, not to offend, but like freaks of nature, just like getting after it with your physical fitness. It's, to the outside person, or to the average person that's maybe not going 100% when it comes to fitness and like running stuff, it's just like, wow, what you guys do kind of like is mind blowing.
I mean, I would say, like, when I finish some of those things, it blows my mind as well.
Does it? Still, yeah, it does. Like, when you guys finish a run.
It does, yeah.
Finish a marathon, I should say, not even a run, but, like, whatever you're doing. Yeah.
It's, like, that culmination of, like, the effort you put in, like, all those long nights, early mornings.
Yeah.
It all comes together. It's really nice to see.
It pays off, right?
Yeah. Almost like, you know, you go out and surprise yourself a little bit.
Big time.
So let me ask you this then. There has been like a lot of new listeners. The podcast has been growing. You guys started, and others have started a run club, you know, 717 Run Club here in Lebanon. Talk to us about that. You know, what is that about? Give us some background. Where can people meet? How can people join? Let's get that covered.
So I'll say, like, in the beginning of 2024, we started a run club, and it was kind of just like we all met up and we posted a picture, and then Mitch was like, well, I think you'd be the guy to start a run club. Like, I think you should get it going. And I was like, it's been on my mind for a while, so, you know, why not, right? So start a little page, post about it, and get a bunch of people out. And next thing you know, like the next week, it's like Facebook page is growing. Instagram page is growing. You know, we're getting pictures. We're getting people out. And then next thing you know, we meet at the barrel in Cornwall, Root Beer Barrel on the Lebanon Valley Rail Trailhead. And I mean, Saturday and Sundays, it varies, but on our Facebook page, you can see there what day and what time we'll meet. It's usually 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. And then on the Instagram page, they can see as well, can be updated on that. So, and Strava, but I would say more Facebook and Instagram.
What's Strava?
Strava. Is it's like, what it's literally that? Like, I say it's like, it's my favorite social media.
What is this, an app for runners?
It's an app for like literally people who like work out a lot. Okay. Like, so like on your watch, Strava, you track stuff. Like people track their lifts, their runs, their bikes, their swims, their rowing. I mean, you could track so much stuff on a watch. It's like insane.
So
now
that's what you guys are wearing real quick?
Yeah. Or yeah. Like Strava? We both have Koros watch. So that's like a whole nother world when you get into the watch world. We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
But, that's like a biggest thing. You can track everything, see your progress throughout the year, see, you know, my fastest pace, my longest mileage, my fastest 5K, 10K, half marathon, marathon. You know, you'd pay, it's a reward to pay attention to those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But we meet at the barrel in Cornwall. And like I said, every week it just kept growing and growing. And we're like, man, like this is kind of taking off. So one of the weeks I reached out to Preston Bear, who's associated with BPN, and he ended up sending us like some sweet bottles, some supplements, and hooked the whole club up with that. So that was kind of like rewarding for everybody, for me to be able to give back to them for supporting me all summer. And then we did a little fundraiser in September for cancer. So, you know, the club got together. We had a really big meet at the end of that. At the end of September, we ended up getting like 50 people out there.
Whoa,
at the barrel.
That's a great size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's awesome. I mean,
September.
Yeah. In September. Yeah. And we had runners, walkers. I mean, people come out and just walk. Like, the whole point of it is just to get people out, get people moving, and enjoy like the community. You know, like there's people like I just said to Mitch the other day, Mitch lived down the street a mile from me my whole life. I didn't know it until like 3 years ago. I texted him to go on like a 6 mile run because this guy's like out there running like on the rail trail for like 28 miles and I'm struggling to do six running my first half marathon. And I'm like, dude, teach me your ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then he takes me out for a 6 mile run and wakes me up. But, it's insane. Like the community that you can meet, like, I'm like, oh yeah, you live right over there. Now let's go for a run. Let's go for a run like this week. And then you end up meeting like some of the most greatest genuine people that I've met in the community I've met through Run Club.
Yeah.
And it's brought back some friends too. I mean, some childhood buddies that, a couple of buddies, I paced them for their first half marathon. And I mean, it was just an amazing memories that you keep for a lifetime, just running.
Yeah.
Like, it's so simple to some people, but yet it means so much to both of us. So the Run Club ended up raising a ton of money for cancer. And then recently we just did a fundraiser for the Humane Society for Christmas.
Really?
To hook up all
yeah,
the pets in the shelter. And I had my whole back seat filled with, you know, donations from the Run Club for the Humane Society.
Yeah.
And then we also gave back to a family that, you know, maybe could have used some extra help for the holiday. And we ended up helping out a local Lebanon family and raised like over $1,000 for them.
Wow.
To, that's awesome. You know, maybe get them some groceries or whatever for the holidays.
Yeah.
Just take some stress off of a local family. It's the community part that we love to do. So that was the whole mission behind the whole thing. And match really paid off all year for sure.
7-1-7 run club. And that just started this year?
This beginning of this year.
2024,
yeah.
Beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hollywood, to kind of get like, Greg. No, I just want to keep it Greg. That way people aren't like, who's this Hollywood guy? In your episode, okay. So let me say this again. Greg, why do you think, and Mitch, you can answer this too, but like, let's get kind of real quick your, to you know, kind of curve off here, to get your background story. Why do you think, you know, Mitch and these other guys came to you and said, hey, you should be the guy to start this?
It honestly, like, I would say it kind of, it's just like my personality of some things. Like, to go back a little bit, you know, like when I was, you know, skateboarding or scootering, like I was always doing it. I was kind of like obsessed with it. It was just my personality. And then like to get into high school before, like I would lift before school at the Y. And I mean, some people can attest to this because they see me there before school, go to school, first period's lifting, go lift after school, go to practice, after practice, go lift. Like it's an obsession, I would say. And it's also just passion. So like when I do something and I'm really into it, I just become obsessed and passionate about it to the point where like there's no way I could be bad at it. Like I will learn everything about myself and fix every single flaw. Yeah. I'm not going to be perfect ever, but I will say that's probably why. I just become obsessed with stuff and people kind of see that in me and they're like, if anybody's going to be able to do it, it would be you. You're just like, I'll take myself and my community up against anything, man. Yeah.
Yeah. And anyone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of like your, and in your background, again, if people go and listen to episode 36, you know, you've been through a lot. And I remember football, right? This goes back to why I call you Hollywood, and I'll mention that. But, you know, this was back to camp. And I remember even then, even football, you took so serious, you know, and so passionate about. And I think that's what both you and Mitch are doing now with 717 Run Club. It's a passion, and you're able to be genuine in that passion, and then it grows this community to the point where you can give back, which I think is phenomenal. Like anytime you can give back to local, like that, you probably change that family's whole Christmas, you know, their whole holidays, and maybe even impacted their life, I'm sure, you know. So that's awesome, guys. Seriously, like that's really cool.
And I'd say to piggyback off that, I think there's an assortment of things that you could say about Greg that makes him deserving of building something like that. But the thing I drill down to is that you can tell who a leader is. And I don't think that that is a trait that you can just go through life and obtain. Like, you're born with that. You know, I think you're just, there's some people that are born with it and there's some that aren't. He was. He's a leader. You see the adversity that this guy's faced. And I don't know too many people that have gone through what he's gone through and are sitting here today. Ultra marathoner, hybrid athlete, founder of a run club, list goes on. I think some people are just born with it. This guy is. He's the real deal. And, I mean, he's inspired a community, so he's damn deserving of it, no doubt.
That, man, it's been an amazing process. Without support like this, though, it's tough to do on your own, honestly. So all my life I've had crazy community supporting me since I've been a kid. And I mean, there's a lot of people that we associate ourselves with. And to give a quick example, like yesterday morning, Mitch texted me last week and he's like, Christmas day, Christmas morning, 25 miles. And I'm like, Roger that.
No way.
So we go out. My buddy texts me. I text him and he lives in Kentucky. And I'm like, yo, we're running 25 miles Christmas morning. Are you in? And he's like, I'm 90% in right now. He texts me back like literally 10 seconds later. So he's like, but none of that 25 mile. He's like, we're running a marathon Christmas morning. And I was like, all right, Roger that. So I text Mitch. I know Mitch is always in for that.
Okay, wait, okay. For the uneducated, 25 miles. Now you're running a marathon?
26.2.
Oh, okay.
It was 25 because like Christmas
is 25. Yeah, yeah. So we I got that like part. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, so now you're doing a full marathon.
Because most of them, like their goal is a marathon. So he was like, let's just up it. And I was like, hey, I mean, I'm always in for that. So we up it. Yesterday morning, we met up at 4:30 on Christmas morning. And our buddy, he ended up having some trouble, whatever, couldn't run it. But he's like, I'm going to bike with you guys. Oh, nice. I'm not going to back out.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right. So me and Mitch show up 4:30 in the morning. We're ready to go, ready to run. He shows up on his bike. We run. We get to the barrel. and there's two trucks parked in the parking lot at the barrel, and it's three guys at 5 a.m. willing to go run with us. Were those five guys going to do something if we didn't do that? Maybe, but I would say there's probably a better chance that since we went out and did that, they were like, hey, let me feed off this energy. So our buddy ran his first 18 miles ever. Luke and Lance, they come
cousins.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Lance runs a half marathon. Luke gets a workout in. We're on our way back, and our buddy's out running towards us, turns around with us. He hits 10 miles on Christmas morning. I mean, the energy from the community and everything, I said, is so contagious, where when you surround yourself with people at the run club, it's like it seems easy almost mentally, because that's where people struggle most times, is like mentally they're like, ah, man, I just can't make time. Well, make time, come out to like the run club, run in a group. You'll have some of the deepest, funniest conversations you'll have while running. Yeah. If you're like, there's no way. And I'm like, I'm telling you there's a way, because I didn't think so either.
Yeah.
And now I just ran a marathon on Christmas morning for fun.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Christmas morning. And most people Christmas morning are either sleeping, especially at that time. They're either in their bed. Like, I'll be honest. Well, no, I wasn't sleeping. The kids had us up about 5:30. So we were up. But they're either sleeping or they're up opening presents. And nothing wrong with it. But, you know, that's what I mean. It's like, you guys are so – and it's awesome that you're able to find and build this community of like-minded people. You know what I mean? That are like – and most of them have probably been waiting for somebody like you guys to come along and do this, you know? Yeah.
You got to bring it out of them. It's in there somewhere.
It's in there somewhere. It's buried in there somewhere deep. Let's take a quick sip break. This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a Garage Beer. It's just beer-flavored beer. To pick back up, what would you say is like the vibe of the run club? Because, you know, let's be honest, some people maybe in their 30s, maybe a little bit older. I don't know, you guys are pretty young, right? How old?
26.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So I'm getting old.
22.
Oh, jeez, bums. All right. So let's say someone a little bit older wants to come out and run, or maybe they haven't ran in a long time. Like, what's the vibe? Because I feel like sometimes clubs or organizations or anything, even high school, let's talk about like high school, you know, there's like the popular club, and then there's the popular table, then there's the athletes and so forth. So like, what is the vibe of 717 Run Club?
I think it's pretty laid back. But I think the thing I go back to is really like, the only thing we ask you to do is show up. And that sometimes for people is the hardest part, right?
Yeah.
Like once you get there, you see 20 other people ready to get after it. It's super easy to go run that 2 miles or that 10 miles or whatever the distance is. Sometimes the hardest part is just getting up, getting out of bed. So I really try to push people to just get up, get out and try it, you know? It's a lot, definitely like Greg said, you know, it's a lot easier sometimes to run with the group, good conversations. You meet a lot of new people, hear good stories. And so I think, yeah, sometimes that's really the hard part. I think in terms of when we run as a club, there's not an extreme expectation. You know, there's people that go out for 2 miles, there's people that go out for 10 miles, whatever it might be. Normally we try to keep it to like about an hour of running at the most.
Okay.
Just so people aren't waiting super long. The people that run longer usually will start a little early, so they're back in time, something like that. So I'd say overall that's kind of the time range and mileage range of what a run club looks like. But in terms of actually the workouts themselves, you know, even with the pace, you could run a 20-minute pace, you could run a 5-minute pace. You know, it doesn't matter. The whole goal is...
Wow.
Get out there and move your body and you know, kind of get that good dopamine release.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I mean, it's crazy the differences that you have. But, I mean, everybody will say, you know, if I ran a marathon in 5 hours or I ran a marathon in 3 hours, I ran a marathon. So, like, we're all out there to chase the same thrill. And you have all different kinds of people from different backgrounds. You learn so much from everybody. I think that's honestly my biggest benefit.
Yeah.
Because either way, I would go out and run, but that makes like my Sunday runs a million times better because I get to meet new people. I get to see new faces. And even if you come, you know, we've had people who come three or four times, they haven't came for a while. Like, nothing against you. I mean, I just appreciate you coming out at all. But we got people who show up every week, and the next thing you know, they're like, hey, I'm running my first half marathon. And then that guy talks to somebody else about running this half marathon. Hey, I'll sign up for that too. And the next thing you know, you got 10 different people running the same half marathon that probably wouldn't have run it if it wasn't for the run club.
For the club.
So the energy is so, like I said, contagious, and you find out a lot of new things, definitely with races and community, and even like running during the week, some people meet up and run. So on that Facebook page, people kind of stay in touch, or, you know, if you meet somebody at the club, get their number, however it works out. But the energy is so positive, and so many people have posted that on the page, like, you know, come out and run, matter your age. I always say, no matter your age, whatever pace, all paces, all miles. And, everybody supports everybody. Everybody's rooting for you. Like, there's no, that's the thing with the run community. Like, I can guarantee probably 10 times out of 10 that those people want to see you win more than they want to see themselves win. Like, that's just the run community. Like, as soon as a person gets done running, they're out there cheering on people on the course. Or as soon as somebody's, you know, training for a marathon, that person's like, you know what, I'll join you for your last 6 miles so you're not suffering alone.
Yeah.
It's something like that that just keeps you going, that little bit. Like yesterday when, you know, we were kind of, we turn around, we got 13 miles left and we're on the rail trail and it's boring, but it would have been a lot worse if I was by myself.
Right.
I got the community to get me through that suffering, and that's just what the run club's about. Like Mitch said, just get out and get moving, get started. Yeah. That's the hardest part sometimes.
And it sounds like it's almost too like a brotherhood or like community. I know we said that a lot, but I'm picturing like sports teams. You know, when I played football or track and field, you cheered for each other, you support each other, you were there for each other, you know, whether you were hurt or whether you PR'd or whether you didn't, you know, you didn't show up that day or whatever, like you just had each other's backs. Like, that's what you guys are doing in the form of running, which everybody for the most part can do some form. And what I mean by that is you don't have to spend hundreds of dollars, you don't have to spend thousands of dollars, literally just a pair of sneakers, running shoes. And you can go. You can walk at least, you know? Yeah.
Like, that's probably my first recommendation to anybody just getting into running. Like, and I know not everybody's as fortunate as the next person, but, like, make sure that you don't need anything fancy, but a good pair of running shoes will take you a long way.
Yeah.
Because some people kind of get into running, and I know how it is, like, because I've been there where it's like, man, this is going really well. I'm loving this. I'm going to go out and run more tomorrow. I'm going to run more the next day. And you're feeling so good, and you're like, oh man, my knee's getting a little sore. I don't know if I should.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then, so it's. I think the best thing is just take it day by day. And the main thing I always recommend to everybody is just go online, go on Brooks.com, you know, Asics, Hoka, like any of those real mainstream brands, and just get yourself like a good pair of running shoes. They're always on sale. They're always releasing new ones, and then the older ones. Older, they're not really old. Go on sale, and you can usually find yourself some pretty good deals for some good running shoes. So that's my first recommendation to anybody who wants to get started.
It makes sense because right, if you're not taking care of your feet, your whole, your knees, your whole body,
exactly, it'll add up fast.
Your feet and knees will thank you for sure.
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah, I remember Coach Lebo. He coached me in football. Well, he's a wrestling coach too at Cedar Crest. I don't know, you guys are a little bit younger, but he would say, you know, legs feed the wolf. He'd always say, you know what I mean, and. And he's so true. If you didn't take care of your feet, you're like, you're dead. You know, you can't move. You can't do nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So now, Mitch, you mentioned you get like a dopamine hit when you're running. Would you say that's like equivalent to runner's high? Is that what it is? Like,
you could call it that.
Is that what it is?
It's like that euphoric feeling that you almost can't describe sometimes, you know? Like when you're deep in the trenches, the pain cave, whatever you want to call it, you just feel something that you really can't describe. It hurts, it sucks, but there's something you love about it, and that's why you keep doing it. It's like the best drug in the world, and it benefits you. It's a crazy,
it's
crazy
an addiction feeling. Man, it's an addiction.
It's a high, yeah. So you could call it a runner's high for sure.
Yeah, that's just a term I hear, and it's like, you know. So now, you know, you guys have all different people from walks of life come into your run club. I know Coach Bear has ran there, and I think his brother, too. Yeah.
Mike, so, he's a legend.
Is he? Yeah, he's a legend. He's a legend. So I don't know much about him, but is he kind of like, you know, well, Coach Bear? Is he...
I mean, the Bear, I always preach this, man. The Bear genetic is unmatched. It is unmatched.
Okay, yeah,
If you look at our pictures, people are like, who? No wonder people are intimidated. You got Coach Bear is like 55 years old, and he's shredded to the core.
Yeah, yeah.
More than most of us. Yeah. And then Mike Bear shows up. Guy has veins popping off his biceps that are like people can't even
wild
imagine. And he's older than Coach Bear. And they're both just amazing dudes. So I wouldn't be intimidated by them. But I can understand why they are just looking at a picture, because those guys are jacked. And to have Coach Bear at the run club, man, it's like we talk about, you know, rooting for somebody. And that's how the running community is. And it makes 100% sense that Coach Bear is in the running community, because that's who that guy is, man. Like, and you know this from track and field. Coach Bear would rather see everybody win outside of him and help them win before he would see himself win.
Yeah.
And that's just the energy that is kept to a standard in the running club and with Coach Bear's track team and the cross country team. I mean, I work out with them, and him and Coach Risser, they have them to a standard. But the Bears, I will say, best family that I can have at the run club with us, a part of the run club. And to have him day in and day out and talk to him, get advice from him. I mean, he would give advice to anybody. I mean, I see him at the gym. Everybody knows him. To have him as a role model and then have him there at the club with us, it's unmatched energy. Like, I have the utmost respect for that guy. Talk about a guy who shows up day in and day out for decades. I mean, he's approaching 50,000 lifetime miles.
Isn't that crazy?
50,000.
That's insane in my mind. Like, wow.
He shows up. And that's why I always preach consistency. He's the definition of it.
Yeah. 50,000 miles.
Unreal.
He's an absolute legend for sure. And Mike is such a genuine dude as well. I got closer with him as we had the run club. And he actually helps out with the Special Olympics. He brings some of those guys out. They run with the club.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's just an amazing community thing. I meet some people that I probably would have never met if it wasn't for the run community. And I got closer with Mike. And Mike's an awesome dude. And it's an honor to have those guys at the run club and for everybody to learn from them and see and have them set the example for everybody. It's unmatched, man.
Yeah.
I never had Coach Bear as an actual coach, but I've been fortunate to share miles with him over the last year or so, and I can say that he is an inspiring human. He's dealt with a lot of adversity. I mean, he wrote the book, Braving Your Adversity. I'll shout that out. Great read. You know, so he's gone through a lot, and I think him and Mike both are great role models. Mike also losing his wife to cancer. So shout out to Mike for being a savage as well and fighting through a lot. They're both great guys, and I really look up to him a lot. Yeah. Great people. Really great people.
And Coach Bear, if you're listening, shout out to you and your brother Mike, your whole family, but Zach and everybody. He was first episode here on the podcast, you know, Coach Bear. I want to start it off right. And I've said to him, you know, I text him from time to time, and I'm like, look, when you get close to that 50,000, I want to get you back on here, because to me that is like, that's mind-blowing. 50,000
miles. That's 2 times around the earth.
Is that what it is? Roughly,
His first goal was 25,000, but it was too easy. That's the circumference of the earth. Set 50,000 lifetime.
Yeah,
and obviously he's going to continue running after he hits 50,000. Yeah. Like, that guy's going to be running until his legs don't move anymore.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know that day will ever come, because
he's an amazing shape.
He's on the move all the time.
Yeah.
But that's the whole family. Like that Bear. I mean, Nick, Preston. Like, Preston for hooking the club up.
Yeah.
Just so easily, like, it was one Facebook message, and next thing you know, he's like, hey, what's your shipping address? Boom. And I got, I don't know, 30 half gallon BPN jugs with supplements at the club. And if anybody would follow Nick, you could see how consistent he is too. I mean, the dude's a freak of nature, like you say. And I think that's all the Bears. I mean, Hershey Bear, their dad.
Yeah.
He's working on I see him cutting, push mowing grass on the rail trail, and he's in his 80s,
that's
I think.
Wild. Yeah.
Like, working on the roof.
Yeah.
like,
you wouldn't know it though. That he's,
there's dudes my age who probably can't even get up on a roof, and he's 80, probably still helping on the farm and everything,
sitting on a sit mower. They wouldn't be pushing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's shout out to the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, that family holds a standard,
built different,
and if you can even compete with that standard, you're going to be significant for sure.
Well, let's briefly talk about, since you brought it up a couple times, BPN. What is that? What does that stand for?
Well, it's Bear Performance Nutrition, and that's Mike's son, Nick. Okay. He started that company actually out of his college dorm, and that was around 2016, 2017. Then he was in the military, got shipped off for a little bit, and I think Mike and Preston held down the fort while Nick was gone, and he was making some content, kind of blew up on YouTube when he was in the military, came back, and it almost went like he texted Preston and was like, yo, I'm going to buy a warehouse in Texas. We're going to get this business going. And from my understanding in the beginning, it wasn't, you know, not everything starts out giant.
Right.
But now they stayed consistent as the Bears do. Nick just bought a ranch in Texas, like 260 some acres in Texas, built like a very nice house, big new warehouse for the BPN. And I follow them on Instagram, and I can see that, you know, he hooks his employees up all the time. He's consistent with his showing up to work and for his employees every day, you know, and shows up for himself too. And his family, he just had another child. So, shout out to Nick, man. He's consistent every single day, and Preston kind of sits a little behind the scenes.
Okay.
And I talked to Mike about that a couple of times, but Mike always says how, you know, they're doing great. They're doing good things out in Texas. They're actually the official sponsor for the Austin Marathon coming up.
Oh, wow.
So the things they have done with that company probably since like 2017 is crazy, but that just goes to show that you show up day in and day out and good things are going to happen regardless of, you know, whether bad things happen that day or good things happen that day. They don't care because sun's going to come up tomorrow and good things may happen that next day.
And that's what your hat is, right?
Yeah.
That's our logo on the side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is actually their last order that they, their last sale they did. It was like the first 5,000 orders they did a free hat in the order. And nice. you know, I was jumping on that.
Yeah, so yeah, you do. Yeah.
I had to get the free hat.
You got
to
jump in on that. And would you say consistency is like the key to a lot of things in life?
I would say everything, to be honest. I would say every single thing in life. If you're consistent, you will succeed. And I know me and Mitch agree on that big time, because no matter what we got going on in life, we're both texting each other like, yo, did you run today? And
yeah.
I remember I didn't run one day and I was like, dude, I'm whooped. I had a long day at work. And he was like, just go out and give me 2 miles. And I was like, oh, dude, I don't want to. And then I went out and did 6.
Oh, that's great. You didn't want to do 2. And you're like, come on, let's go. Go
and
do
I,
it.
And yeah. I go out. And I'm sure if Mitch was around that day, he probably would have hit them with me, but he was probably at college. So yeah. We hold each other accountable and hold each other to that consistent standard. And yeah, I would definitely say in every single thing in life. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's with fitness, it's with your job, it's with, you know, the business you want to build. Even if it's with being a drug dealer, you got to, if you want to, you got to be a consistent. I mean, yeah. It's with every single thing.
Everything, yeah. Showing up, right? And just being consistent. Like you said, that's mostly the battle right there, just showing up.
Showing up.
Yeah.
There's no magic pill. There's no magic pill. You got to do the work and show up every day. I almost like to look at it as like, not that they directly correlate, but each day, and then it goes to the whatever power, right? Like, 30 days in a row, to the 30th power, to the 31st power. And, you know, the minute you break that streak, it's like you lost that momentum. So that consistency can lead to just a lot of great momentum. And, you know, it goes both ways, though. Like, we're talking about the positives to consistency. You can be consistently bad, too. I mean, you can be consistently bad. You can eat bad. You can sleep in every day. You can cheat on your wife. Whatever it might be, you can be consistently bad, too. So consistency is good, but make sure, you know, the things you're being consistent with are worth it, right? Prioritize the important things in life, be consistent with them, and throw out all the negative crap that's holding you from that. I think is really the key.
That's been with the podcast to grow, slowly growing it.
I was going
to
say
every Wednesday morning, 5 a.m., new episode comes out. There's some nights, the night before, I might be up till midnight getting that episode out. But it's like, look, this is what I committed to. I'm going to do it. You know, I got sponsors. I got listeners, people that are interested, a community like you guys are growing.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, you know, I'm going to be consistent with this. Being consistent is definitely such a key.
And just always believe in yourself, too. Like, never count yourself out of everything. I think sometimes I talk about goals that I have and people instantly think, you know, I'm crazy or that, like, they almost shut it down. Like, I know this year I want to run a sub-230 marathon, and that number just, or that time just scares people, like, oh my gosh. But they're looking at it from the standpoint of it's impossible. But I've never counted myself out of anything. So I think it's important, anyone out there listening to, like, if you want to start a business, you want to start a podcast, you want to fix your marriage, you know, you got to have a lot of confidence in yourself that you are going to get it done, and you almost see the other side. You know, like, and you tell yourself, like, what if I do it, right?
Yeah.
Start telling yourself that. When you come out the other side and prove everybody wrong, you'll be feeling pretty damn good about it.
Yeah.
So
it's like manifesting, right?
Yeah.
It is. You know? You just speak it into existence.
Exactly. You put it out in the universe and hustle and get after it.
I mean, for a while, you were probably thinking about starting a podcast, and now you did it, and look what it's grown to.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly. And it's taking that first step. Sometimes that could be the hardest, like you said, Mitch, just showing up, you know, but once you do, let's roll, you know,
and
let's
I know
go with it.
The consistency in that will develop the mindset of, you know, if you're not going to do it, someone else is, right? Every day that I decide not to wake up and run, someone else is. Every day I wake up and decide not to work on the marriage, some other guy out there is. Someone's willing to come and take exactly what you want, whether it's the time, the money, your wife. People don't care in this world. People are out to get what they want. So make sure that you're the guy going out and getting it and that someone else isn't taking what you're after.
100%. 100%. So with this literally being day one of 2025, U.S. News reported that somewhere around 88% of people will fail their New Year's resolutions within the first 2 weeks. To me, that seems like a very high percentage. You know, because you guys know how it is. It's like, hey, Happy New Year's. Everybody's cheers and you got their champagne or wine or whatever. And they're, you know, half drunk off their ass. And, you know, it's like, oh, I'm gonna do this or I'm going to do that. What, like, mentally, how can we get that percentage down?
I will say my first thing that I think of is, personally, I've never drank much, really. So I wouldn't know how. I mean, I know that it makes you feel horrible when you drink and when people drink and stuff, but Mitch can help me out more than I can help myself out. And I'm not saying that Mitch was like any kind of like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he went to college. Right. He's seen how kids do it. I didn't get that opportunity. So I didn't see, you know, I've seen the extremes, but not like in kids my age.
Yeah.
But I would say, like, I don't drink. I haven't drank a single sip of alcohol and over 2 years. I think it was October 27th of 2022 was the last time I drank a sip of alcohol.
Yeah.
And I would recommend that to everybody, but just like another thing, like I said, contagious and community. And, you know, I always preach you are who you surround yourself with. Mitch is, I mean, over 300 some days sober, and he's felt like crap before.
Yeah, yeah.
From alcohol, and he feels the benefits now of not drinking at all, not a sip.
Yeah.
And I mean, he can speak on that more.
Yeah. I think when it comes down to it, there's going to be a ton of these New Year's resolutions. Let me preface by saying I don't believe in that crap, because you could start tomorrow for all I care. I know this is coming out on the 1st, but you could start any day. It doesn't have to be January 1st is my day, right? Just go out and get it done. The day shouldn't matter. We're going to set our mind to a goal and we're going to get it done. That's always been my mindset. But yes, and a lot of people are going to come out on January 1st and say, I know it's like dry January now, they call it, or something. That's like the trendy name for it now.
For that month, just for January.
So these people are going to try to go a month without drinking. I bet you 95% of them won't last a week. And I think a lot of that social media, the culture we live in. But I think the reason a lot of this stuff, it doesn't pan out and they don't stick with it, it's just there's a lack of discipline. Greg attested to surrounding yourself with the right people. I think a lot of the people who are going to fail their resolutions just aren't hanging around the right crowd. You know, as of whatever that was about a year ago when I was in college, I had good friends, nothing wrong with them liking to drink, but that kind of rubbed off on me a little bit. It was college and I don't regret anything I did, but, and I was never a crazy alcoholic, but I did, I went on the weekends and I had some rough nights.
Well, Happy Valley, like every time,
yeah. You're in Happy Valley, yeah. You know, there were a couple of nights where you wake up and you're not in your own bed.
Yeah.
But, but you learn from that. And I think I just remember going down actually to visit one of our good buddies in DC one weekend. We hit some miles down there. We went out to a bar. And at the time, this guy was sober. And I paid like $20 for a Long Island down there. And I was like,
wow.
Oh my God, this is terrible. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm sober right now. And so I was like, you know what? That trip really like kind of opened my eyes because I was about to graduate. And I was like, do I really want this lifestyle of like all this partying? I'm about to get out, have a job. I decided I was like, I'm going to go a week without anything. I'm going to go a month without drinking, and then from there, we'll see. And I made it through, like, the roughest month at State College because we had the state patties.
Oh,
so
no.
It's, like, block parties, you know. It's all St. Patrick's teams. Everybody's drunk.
If you can get through that, you can get through anything.
Yep. And then we had the blue and white game, too.
Oh,
and then, like, graduation and all that. So I made it through that, all of that, and I was like, I really – after the month, I felt no desire to touch it ever again, and now – and I guess it'll be January or February. I'll be a year of just alcohol. And
yeah.
It's one of the best things I ever did because even from the standpoint that, like, I personally don't have anything wrong with the casual drink here or there if you have a disciplined mindset.
Yeah.
But when you want to compete at the highest level and like we were talking about, you know, you want to be the best and you want to attain these goals, you got to cut out things like that because the best in the world aren't consuming alcohol. The best in the world aren't eating bad. Best in the world are recovering. So I think that's kind of where it all stemmed from and it all kind of culminated into what it is today. But I'm very grateful that it did.
That's phenomenal because alcohol, I mean, it can ruin a lot of lives, you know, a lot of relationships.
It does.
And you know, yeah. So good for you guys. Seriously, it's one of those things that like, yeah, it's not, it, there's no real benefits of it either.
No.
You know
and
what
I
mean?
I know it's a leisure thing. It's a social thing. I know I struggled. I can talk now, but if you would have met me in high school, I was a quiet kid. I was very shy. I couldn't talk to people. In college, I started to open up a little bit more, and maybe the drinking was some of that. I know it from the past. Like you have a couple drinks, you're more social. But now I feel like I feel honestly more confident having become sober because it forces me to put myself out there in a large crowd and experience that like stage fright or embarrassing yourself. But I feel like my public speaking has gotten better. I'm more confident as a person. And, you know, yeah, there's going to be people out there to try and justify it. But at the end of the day, you can look at the science. I know there's a lot of people that want to go to the science. And the science is going to show you that you're drinking ethanol and you're drinking poison.
Yeah.
And so, you're harming your liver.
Exactly.
You can develop cancer.
Yeah.
So I think it's foolish to claim that it's, you know, anything remotely healthy. If people want to do it again, that's their decision. But
yeah, hey, teach our own.
I'm just grateful that I've made it. It's going to be a year, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, let's take a snack break. This snack break is brought to you by Jerky Beef Jerky. When late night editing episodes for the podcast, Jerky Beef Jerky keeps me fueled and ready to go with 11 grams of protein, high quality ingredients, and no nitrates or nitrites. With 5 different flavors to choose from, Jerky Beef Jerky. Eat, meat, repeat. So I want to talk about, I saw on TikTok, because I don't know about you guys are on TikTok, I imagine, a little bit. Yeah. There's a guy, Jordan, username Jordan Makes Videos, and he wears a Detroit Lions beanie. Now, I think he has his own brand now, but for the longest time, that's what I saw. And he just wears the beanie, swim trunks. He's out in like freezing cold weather and he does these ice plunges. He's done it every day for 747 days. So what's going on with like these ice plunges? Because I know, Greg, I know you do it. my cousin Luke and Lance. I know Luke does. I'm pretty sure Lance does also. Yeah, the Haineses. But like, what's going on with that? Like, what are the benefits?
I will say with ice plunging, and it's funny because people are like, man, that's crazy. That's stupid. And with everything in life, there's going to be a doctor who comes out and says, that's placebo. That doesn't work. And there's going to be a doctor that comes out and says, you know, this is what's benefiting you. And I will say me personally, the way I started it was I would do it first thing in the morning when I would wake up, and that would wake me up. Like, that would obviously wake me up.
Yeah.
It was just, I start my day with something hard to do. So mentally, obviously, I don't want to do it. And sometimes that's what people need to just push them to the next level. It's like, you know, if I'm callous enough, if I can callous my mind to wake up every morning and do a cold plunge, then I can probably do something that's not as hard. Because honestly, I'd probably rather just go run 5 miles than sit in the cold plunge, because sometimes it really sucks. So, you know, if I get that trade off, well, running 5 miles is still obviously beneficial to me. So that's definitely a big benefit that I've seen for myself, is that mental callus. But then also, you know, it helps burn, I think, brown fats into like...
Just accelerates it.
Yeah, accelerates it. So it actually accelerates your metabolism and helps... I wouldn't say it's going to make you lose 100 pounds, but it helps with that discipline, and it actually helps with some kind of fat. If anybody listens to Andrew Huberman, he does like so many podcasts on cold plunging. And also for me, it's big time recovery. Mitch knows how it goes too. We run 70, 80 mile weeks. My legs, my feet are swollen because they've taken so much beating over the week, that icing obviously is good for inflammation.
Oh, yeah.
So when I sit in that, and since I've bought the chiller, I've bought a chiller so I can use it year round now.
You're fancy now. Yeah. You're fancy. Yeah, big time. Yeah, big time. Okay.
And I obviously went the cheapest route I could go, but you know, there's expensive routes, there's cheaper routes. I would say the way I went, definitely the best way to go. Luke actually put me onto that. So,
shout out to Luke again.
Yeah. Having that all year, and having that since, like, you know, a little nicked up injuries and stuff, it's been such a game changer that my legs recover so much faster. And Coach Bear can attest to that as well, because he does ice plunges not every day, but he knows, like, if he's got something big coming up, or he just ran a half marathon in Rehoboth, he's hitting the ice plunge to recover as fast as possible. So for me, the biggest thing is probably the inflammation.
Okay, and real quick with your ice plunge, like, how long are you in there, and how cold roughly is the water temp, would you say?
Well, when I have the chiller in, like, over the summertime, that chiller will keep it around, like, 40 to 39 degrees, water.
Yeah.
Anything under 60 degrees is technically beneficial, like, science-based beneficial for recovery and inflammation and burning the brown fats and all that. And I sit in there for 5 minutes. Recommended you could do, you know, 2 to 3 minutes, ease into it. But with me, the same thing I do with everything, I jump right in and I go extreme. So when I first did it, I just bought a tub from Tractor Supply, went out, put it out of my house, filled it with hose water. The next morning it was froze over, because it was like end of November, beginning of December. It was cold enough, it froze over, break the ice. And my dad was like, you're not doing that. And I'm like, all right, well, watch me.
Yeah, watch me.
So
yeah,
I go in, and he was like, how long are you going to do it for? I was like, how long you want me to do it for? He's like, you ain't even going to last a minute. I said, I'll do 5. Ever since then, it's been 5 minutes. So that's what I do, but science-based is going to tell you 3 minutes. And obviously, the more you do it, like, I would say, you know, you don't need to go in 5 times a day. Go in once a day. It's just the consistent part, again.
Yeah.
Greg is consistent with it. I'm guilty of not being as consistent with the ice tub. I try to go in once or twice a week. If it's more, if it's less, it's less. But for me, it's more, I'd say, based off feel. Like, if I'm hurting, I'm getting in it, no doubt.
Yeah.
If I feel okay, then I usually don't. Sometimes I do a hot Epsom salt bath. I like that. But yeah, the ice tub's great. You'll have a lot of doctors come out and definitely say it's a fad or whatever. I mean, the acceleration of brown fat has been studied, so they can look that up. And my biggest question to the doctors would be, and I'm going to call them out, because, you know, you go to the doctor and you bruise your knee, right?
Yeah.
They're going to tell you to, you know, rest it, elevate it, ice it. So if I'm going to put an ice pack on the surface of my knee, why not just submerge my whole body that's inflamed?
Yeah.
And it's like a human ice pack.
Bingo. Right? Yeah.
And
yeah,
exactly. I've seen firsthand as well a decrease in overall body fat for sure. If you use it consistently, your body fat percentage will drop.
Will drop, yeah.
So I think it's good. I think it's a good mental thing, like he said. And I think you do get almost a good dopamine hit from doing it. Like you get out and then you're ready to do a bunch of other things. It's like, what's next? It's almost what's next? Like, oh, I got to do this. Okay. So, yeah, and it's a good either good start or good end of the day thing.
I like that mentality of doing it in the morning, though.
Yeah.
Get out of the way. Like, the hardest thing in your day is going to be that and your workout or however you do it. You know what I mean? Your workout and then the ice plunge. So, on the flip side, saunas and, like, real high, hot temps. What are your thoughts there? Like, what's the benefits of that? Is there benefits?
Yeah. We both go to the Lebanon YMCA, and they have a sauna there. I don't know of any other places that have saunas, but we sit in there. I'm sure the temperature's probably, it's a wet sauna, so that would mean it's like a steam sauna. So they have infrared and they have steam saunas. I don't know much about infrared, but most of what I follow and what I've heard, steam sauna is better for you. The internet's probably going to tell you otherwise, but don't always listen to the internet.
Yeah.
We sit in the steam sauna at the Y. I would say it sits around like 170 to 190 degrees with obviously the humidity, so it's probably around the feel with the humidity would probably be around like 200, and there, I mean, they have some that are like wood fired, they'll go up to like 210 220, and I'm almost positive the recommendation over a course of a week is like an hour and a half total. So when we go in, it's usually 15 to 20 minutes at the end of a workout. So with the sauna, it helps with your blood flow. There's so many studies on sauna. It's definitely beneficial for your heart, for your efficiency on sweating as well. Because if I can sit in 200 degree sauna for, you know, consistently for however long, 20 minutes, when I go out and run in 90 degrees, I mean, obviously, it's going to be tough. I'm not going to say that it's going to make you be able to run 100 miles in 90 degrees, but you're going to become more of an efficient sweater, which is definitely science-based. Many studies out there on the sauna. Huberman also does a ton on that. And both of them together, the cold and the hot, a lot of people do that as well if you're fortunate enough to afford a sauna and a cold tub together. I mean, the sauna... We go at the Y. Mitch can say what else it helps him with.
I think cognitively, the brain.
Good point.
We consume and use so many heavy metals. And I think a lot of the public needs to know this. Like, this is why I'm excited, and I'm not going to sit on here and get super political with your audience, but this is why I'm excited for RFK to get into the government.
I thought about bringing that question up. Okay, yeah.
I'm a big RFK supporter.
Yeah.
He's like the reason I'm excited about this new presidency. I think he's going to get rid of child obesity. I think he's going to make America healthy again. I really do, because he understands that people think it's just a food issue, there's a huge food issue in this country. We eat, and then there's chemicals in it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got these fake sugars and all this processed crap. The food dies. That stuff doesn't leave your body. Some of that stuff that we're consuming, it is literally impossible for it to excrete it.
Yeah.
So once you consume it, you're stuck with it, and a lot of it is cancer-producing, you know, compound. So the benefit to the sauna is the stuff that you can sweat out, it's great because, you know, you consume something that's not great for you. You go in there, you sweat out those heavy metals. And to further that, you know, the food is a huge issue of itself, but then also, you know, and this, it's men and women both, but, you know, women like to use a lot of product, conditioner, shampoo, whatever else they use, I don't know. But there's a lot of heavy metals in there, and I think a lot of people don't realize how much bad stuff is in shampoo and body wash, that it literally will make you less efficient in sweating, in certain metabolic issues because of the heavy metals. So I think we need to tap into a lot of these corrupt companies that have been screwing over just, you know, Americans for decades.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's a monopoly. They're big companies, and people don't understand that, you know, when you're buying Oreo, you're not just buying Oreo. You're buying from a massive company with a bunch of subsidiaries. So these companies are huge. They're controlling the masses, and something needs to be done. I'm hoping that RFK will change the way we eat and we live.
Oh, 100%. RFK Jr., shout out to you if you're listening. Wouldn't that be wild? No, man, I'm 100%. I'm a big fan of him, and Make America Healthy Again, I think, is phenomenal. You know what I mean?
I mean, especially with you having kids, you know, they're going to come up in it's like in the schools and everything too. Like,
it's everywhere.
It's,
you know,
it's,
what I mean?
It's just a lot of like the conveniency for people. Like, yeah, it's easy to give my kids cereal for breakfast because I got to go do this. And, you know, people are working two jobs now, and the mom and dad are both working. So it's like, we got to get the kids going and take them. Okay, here's some Fruity Pebbles. Well, that's Fruity Pebbles is filled with Red 40, which is probably illegal in like Europe because
it's cancer causing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Half the stuff that we feed our public in America is like illegal in other
countries,
like the ingredients.
When I went to Europe, I didn't have any gut issues. Everything I ate, I was perfectly fine. It was incredible. It really is. It's sad. And over there, everyone is pretty, overall, I'd say generally fit. I mean, there's a lot of tourists, so it's hard to say, but just from a general assumption, and I am all for a capitalist society. I think everyone should be able to work hard and receive something for it. But we've pushed this narrative so hard that we got to be moving fast all the time. And it's gotten to the point where I know my grandma told me a story where, you know, she would literally volunteer to go in to my dad's elementary school and like help make the lunches back in the day.
Yeah.
Like it was all handmade from scratch, all like legit products. And now it's like they want the fastest and cheapest option for these children because they want whatever is easy for them and what they can, what these big companies, they want the money. So when are we going to start valuing the lives of our children and even our adults more than profits?
100%. Oh man, I got to have Mitch back on just for an episode on RFK Jr. Like the health of the nation.
I mean,
seriously. Yeah.
But to bring that back to sauna and cold plunge, I will also say that I see a lot of times that people try to use that for weight loss, and I wouldn't necessarily say that it's helping you that much with weight loss. I'm not saying it's hurting you because I want you to do it.
Yeah.
I would say the reason why we do sauna and cold plunge is so we can continue to recover to work out the next day. So like whatever I can do to run tomorrow and feel the best I can, I'm going to do. So whether it's the sauna, the cold plunge, my Normatec compression sleeves.
Yeah, talk about that. I've been seeing that a little bit.
Like the Normatec compression sleeves, it's literally like leg sleeves. You zipper them up. They connect to like this little motor, like a compressor, and that pushes air. It starts at your foot. Like it'll compress up, start at your foot, and that'll slowly compress like your legs all the way up to pushing your blood flow technically to your heart. Because, you know, when you roll out, you want to roll towards your heart. Coach Bear taught us that at track. So you roll all the blood flow to your heart, and that starts pumping fresh blood back and everything. So you could also sit with your legs elevated. That's technically giving you the similar effect of the leg sleeves. It's just the leg sleeves are, you know, a better way to do it if you're fortunate enough to get those.
Yeah.
But whether we're doing that, sauna, cold plunge, any of that stuff, it's just so we can work out the next day and feel as best as we can. It's not so like that. I'm not really going into the cold plunge to lose weight.
Oh, yeah.
I was just saying it's really helping me mentally and physically recover so I can get after it tomorrow.
Yeah. And there's definitely benefits, but it's not like you're going into a cold plunge or a sauna thinking, okay, I'm going to lose 10 pounds a day because I went in the sauna and let me shower and go home. You know, I'm done for the day. Like it's part of the routine. You know?
Yeah.
It's part of the routine. Yeah.
A long sauna session, you might lose 5 pounds, but you're going to drink it back. You're just sweating out water weight. So,
okay. Yeah.
It will improve metabolic efficiency over time. No doubt about that. But you're not going to hop in the sauna for a week and be down 20 pounds, right? Like there's no, you know, it takes time. And it, like we've been talking about on all day, it's consistency, really. So, you know, if you're really going in there every day, you're going to see your metabolism improve most definitely. So, yeah, it's a great thing.
if there's a lesson you could leave with the listeners that you've learned in your fitness and your health journeys, like what's that one lesson, just one, like,
I'll say we touched on it a little bit, and I just heard a good quote on it. It's all about the community and who you surround yourself with. So a good quote I heard today was, which way does a tree fall? That's it. Which way does a tree fall? The way it's leaning. So which way are you leaning? You know, if I'm leaning towards a crowd where, you know, they're drinking all the time, they're inconsistent, they're all talk, I'm probably going to be drinking all the time, inconsistent, and all talk. But if I'm surrounding myself with people like Mitch, Luke, Lance, the Run Club, all the people that have that similar mindset, and all those people that have that go to the Run Club, they're not just good in staying consistent with running. They're good with business. You got business owners. You got people who show up every day for their families. I mean, all that stuff I can learn from, but I'm also becoming a better me outside of fitness because of them. So I would say you really do become who you're surrounded by, and anybody who doesn't believe that, probably check your friend group.
I like that.
Amen.
Yeah, Mitch, what are your thoughts?
I guess I'll leave the audience with this. I try to look at life like just a sweaty ass. Just, you know, I just got done with a long treadmill run, sweaty ass shirt. I'm going to take that from David Goggins. Respect. But I look at life like that, where I just want to wring that shit out day in, day out. I want nothing left. Like, if I can take a day and just, I want to make sure every minute of every day, I just give it everything. If I can do that, I'm doing something. And, you know, I try to live with that mindset, just because I know there are people out there that are not as fortunate. You know, there's people taking their last breath as we're here chatting right now.
Yeah.
And then there's people sitting on the couch, taking it easy. And that just doesn't sit right with me, because I know what some of those people in those hospital beds in the ICU would do to be in my position. So I feel like by not getting up and not doing something, I'm just taking something for granted. So it's for those, I know Greg talks about it a lot, it's for those who can't, I will. So I think that's kind of the mindset I try to live with, is that I really think about those people. I know I read something, you know, there's 117 million children starving right now, I think. Like, I think about these things, you know. Yeah. I don't have it so bad. I think everyone wants to throw themselves a pity party and give them an excuse to say, oh, I don't need to do this today. But maybe rethink that, because you live in the greatest country in the world. You have a lot of opportunity, and someone always has it worse than you. So just stop making excuses and do something for people way less fortunate than you.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You guys aren't going to believe this. I literally got new wristbands. You know, I always give these black ones out that say American Grown Podcast. I literally got new ones, white with black type, and it says, for those who can't, American Grown Podcast, and then it's for those who can't. I forget where I heard or saw it.
Chad Wright.
That's probably it. Yeah. And I'm like, man, that is so, so true. You know what I mean? Like, you think you don't have time, but like, man, there's people that would give anything to do what you're doing or have the time that you have, and like, push yourself and just get out there and do it. So literally, after we're done, I'm going to give them to you guys.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's just like small world that Mitch just mentioned right now. So it's just wild. So for all the listeners, and, you know, like I said, it's a new year. People want to join the Run Club. How can they get in touch with you guys, social media, and how can they follow along and come out and run, you know, with 717 Run Club?
To get in touch with us, first thing I will say is I want to give a big, big shout out to Joe Cruz Reyes.
Joe's the guy.
He hooks our club up so much. So many people are involved with the club, and I've met amazing people through Joe. So big shout out to Joe, because he puts time in, and he's like one of the busiest guys I know. Like, he's putting in time anywhere he can, working and building himself up, and he goes through it as well. Yeah. You know, he's a human. He goes through battles just like we all do. So shout out to Joe, man. He helps out with the Run Club ridiculous amount.
Joe is the guy.
Yeah.
He's the man.
Yeah,
he is. He comes through big time on a lot of stuff.
He helps me out a ton. So,
he's local. He's a local
guy. Local dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Might have to get him on the podcast. Sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, he's
definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a great story as well. So get in touch with Joe. You can personally message me on Instagram, Facebook. Like I said, on Strava, you can follow 717 Run Club. I mean, if you look at our pictures, we have a ton of pictures from all the races that we've done together. And, yeah, I mean, I don't mind if anybody personally messages me. It doesn't, like, the more people I can get to come out, and I know it's getting colder and that kind of pushes people away, but we just had a good group come out this past Sunday when it was like, I don't know, was like 10 degrees, 10 degrees outside, but we had hot cocoa and some fresh donuts. Yeah. And, you know, you can't go wrong with the local donuts.
Joe brought out
the Santa hats.
Joe hooked us up with Santa hats. Yeah. And posted up for a pick. It was a good, it was a good turnout. So stuff like that. We try to keep it fun, exciting. We'll do like theme stuff some weeks. You know, sometimes we will like cancel the run club at the barrel if there's like a local 5K, 10K, and there'll be like 20 of us to go out and race it. And then, and that's the coolest part about the club, because even, you know, if 20 of us decide to race it, you'll have 10 people there from the club just out there with signs like supporting, even though they're not doing it. So it's amazing.
Yeah, we did two local 5Ks, one at the VA to support obviously the veterans and VA funds and wherever they take those funds to. And then we also did the James Beaver 5K from the rail trail, that supports, you know, the police, and they usually show like where the funds go every year. So that goes to like a local police department to help those guys out.
That's awesome.
And support the police. That's a big thing in the community, you know? So, if we go out and do like races like that together, I think we had like 30 people do the James Beaver 5K, and we signed up as a group and we had 30 people. That was great. That was more than half of what showed up for the race was part of the 717 Run Club. So
what an impact you guys are having, like, in the community here.
I mean, we've had like 15 people go out to Philly and do a race together. Then we're all out there. We went to dinner that night. And so, like I said, man, it's a community. It's so contagious. And if anybody's scared to show up, don't be intimidated, because we're so accepting of everybody. And I really don't believe that anybody's slow. I think everybody's just at their own pace, and that works for us. If, you know, I want to go out and I meet somebody new and I want to run and they say they run a 15-minute mile, it looks like I'm running 15 minute miles that day. I don't mind.
Okay.
You know?
The only regret you could possibly have is not showing up. Seriously.
Yeah.
Just come out and try it.
And this is every Sunday at 9 a.m. or what time?
I would say we vary Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay.
And it's either 8 a.m. or 9 a.m.
Just because of races, holidays, it always fluctuates. Yeah.
Hunting season was a big thing.
So follow the Facebook page to get the exact time.
Facebook page, 717 Run Club.
Instagram, same thing, 717 Run Club. You can message Joe Cruz. I don't know what his handle is, but you could find him.
Yeah, I think it's just Joseph Cruz Reyes.
Yeah. Okay. Greg, myself, we're all happy to help. So.
Yeah, I mean, even like anybody, that if you know somebody a part of the club and you want to see what it's about, message them. I'm sure they're going to have good things to say about it. And if you don't message them, just come out and try it out.
There you go. Take the plunge. Take the plunge. Indeed. Yeah, so before we close out, guys, is there anything else that we didn't talk about that you'd like to cover, talk about? Other than going on a RFK,
junior, that's my guy, man. If you would have won for president, I'd been a happy man.
I like him, yeah.
Yeah, I do like the idea behind that.
I think he's gonna serve.
Make America healthy again. Yeah. I think that's a big thing in our youth for sure.
Yeah,
you know, I have some nephews and nieces that I want to push that too for them.
Because he can solely, and what I meant by that is he can solely focus on making America healthy. Yeah. Where if he's the president, he's got
responsibility.
Yeah.
He's a great guy for that position for sure.
I mean, look at the guy. He's jacked. He's in there benching 225. He's got a six pack.
Yeah. He's like 70 or older than that.
He's not like these people at the FDA right now who aren't in shape and are in the pockets of billionaires. This guy doesn't need their money. He understands. He
leads by example. Coach Bear. Like, who's Coach Bear to go say, hey, go do this and go do that if he's not the one doing it? Coach Bear goes out and does it every day. Yeah. I mean, his own athletes. Yeah, exactly. His own athletes can be like, dude, Coach Bear, like, do you know any other coaches that are running with like their top runners?
No.
They're top runners. Guys, we got a long run today with Coach, and he's 55 years old.
Step for step, he's right there with him. The only person I can think of would be Risser, and that's because
he does the same thing.
He was with Coach Bear. Yeah, Coach Risser, Coach Bear.
Those guys.
I can't think of anybody else. So,
like,
and even that, you know,
it's insane, man. It is
definitely great to have good leadership. I mean, You hear it all the time. It's blunt, but it's true. You don't ask a broke person for money advice. You don't ask a morbidly obese person for fitness advice.
There you go.
So, yeah, you know, I'm not going to go and ask any of the clowns at the FDA right now how to stay in shape. That's for sure.
I couldn't agree more, Mitch. Oh, man. We're going to have to do an episode just on that. Seriously. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to close out if you're good.
All right. Yep. All good.
Appreciate you having us.
Yeah, I appreciate you having us for sure.
Happy New Year's, gentlemen.
Yep.
Same to you. Everyone crush your goals this year.
Yeah, stick with them.
There you go. Mitch Spittle and Greg Munyon, co-founder and founder of 717 Run Club. Thank you guys for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@ModernGentCustoms.com.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community-oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.